92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
A little piece of advice for you. Be kind to others. I mean, that applies in general. But if you're stopping into your favorite Starbucks for a Java Grande cinnamon iced sugar-free whip, whatever you drink, be kind to the staff serving you because they are under tremendous pressure right now, not having their best week. The teams at Starbucks have been working longer than usual hours for the last 80 days of the pandemic, and now their parent company has challenged them to make a very difficult decision. Here's the thing. Sales for the last 2 weeks of May were 45% lower across the entire country than the same 2 weeks last year. So the corporate suits have given everyone a set of options to pick from, and none of them are good. Full-time staff would work half a schedule and be paid accordingly and still get their benefits. Option number two would be to take a long-term leave of absence for 120 days, unpaid, but still get your benefits during that time. Or option number three is just leave the company. Go away. Goodbye. Yikes. Can you believe that? So you can see why the mood at Starbucks is going to be a little tense the next time you go in. And there's been a lot of backlash on this from the staff and from the managers as well. They're panicking because they could be left without enough staff to run the store on a normal schedule. And if they cut the schedule down, it's going to get them in trouble with the corporate office. And they're the ones that caused the problem in the first place. Stalemate. I mean, come on. How do you deal with this?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.